At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show. We're here with our company interview today, which is with Starcom PLC and its chairman, Michael Rosenberg. How are you today, Michael?
I'm good, thanks.
Right. If you want to give us a quick, for people not familiar with your company, a quick resume of what you do. I was thinking of the slogan, "If it moves, we track it," but I'm not quite sure whether that would be appropriate.
We could adopt that, why not? But basically, we're a technology company that specializes exactly in what you've just said, in the tracking of things and people.
Right.
And more specifically, we've been involved for many years in the tracking and location and monitoring of vehicles, cars, lorries, etc. And more recently, in the tracking and location and monitoring of freight movement in containers.
Right, and presumably most of us are familiar with sat-nav on cars and things like that. Is it similar to that? Is it better than that? How does that actually work?
Okay, it's particularly what we call, the brand name is Helios. So our Helios product, which has been around for some years, is in one respect a standard product which you're all familiar with, locating and tracking cars. But much more than that, it's sending data back, which is particularly useful for fleet managers. So not just location, but how the cars are being driven in every kind of way, fuel use, et cetera, et cetera. So quite sophisticated stuff, but a competitive market. So that's our bread and butter business. And it's a competitive business, but we have a reasonable share of the market.
Okay, I mean, you say it's a competitive market. I've noticed that your margins are 30, 40%, something of that nature. The business has been going quite some time. It seems to be that you've been treading water, is that a fair thing to say, waiting for a big break?
No, I think what I would say is not so much treading water, but developing other uses for our tracking technology, and in particular into the movement of freight and containers, which I touched on a little earlier. Just going back to Helios for a second, we've quite deliberately been competitive in the market, taken lower margins, but with a very strategic objective of capturing recurring revenue, because of all of our products, or most of our products, not only return a profit, hopefully, when you sell them, but recurring revenues monthly for those who are using the data management systems. So we're very keen to build our recurring revenue stream.
Right, presumably there's the cost of the unit, and then the cost of, then there's the recurring revenue. Haven't you experimented with either making, you know, let's say the units free, and then having more higher recurring revenue, or just having you have a one-off payment for the unit, and that's it. How do you know what the best business or the financial outcome is there?
Well, from experience, I mean, the business model for that has been around for quite some time. We're not the only people in the world doing this. And it's horses for courses, quite honestly. I mean, you're quite right. There are situations where we have looked at giving away the product in return for a higher monthly fee. But in general, and this is a generalization, in general, most people prefer a lower monthly fee. They don't want to be committed to high monthly fees. So right. It's a nice idea, and we'd love to achieve it, but it's more difficult to achieve.
Right. I mean, obviously the share price is not everything, but the share price has been gradually squeezing higher over the last couple of months, which will cheer private investors, but many of whom follow your company. What can they look forward to for the rest of the year? What are your the deals that you're making, and what's the pipeline like?
Okay, so let me go back to the products very quickly. I mentioned the Helios, which is the vehicle product. The product which we've been working on for quite a while, which is called the Tetis, T-I-T-I-S, is a product that goes into containers not just to identify location in case they go and disappear, which amazingly many do. It's quite extraordinary. I think it's something like $30 billion worth of freight disappears one way or another every year, which is extraordinary. But so our product is able both to monitor where the container is, but much more important, particularly for high value and sensitive goods, it can monitor what's going on inside the container. So it's monitoring temperature, humidity, penetration by people who break into containers from the top, whatever. Now that's an area which at the moment is still a relatively early marketplace, but if you think about it, we all take for granted tracking systems in cars, and hopefully we get some relief on our insurance premiums as a result of having them. It's only very recently the insurance companies seem to be waking up to the need to track and monitor what's going on in containers. And there are tens of thousands of containers that go around the world. So we're very excited about the prospects. It's beginning to happen. I won't say that it's going to contribute hugely this year, but we can see it beginning to happen in the sales that we're achieving. And that brings both the sales at a good margin and recurring revenue. So that I suppose, is for 2017-18 our expectation that that's going to drive quite a lot of growth. And the third product, which is called the WatchLock, which is an intelligent padlock, is, again, quite an exciting product, which we developed jointly with Assa Abloy, one of the largest lock manufacturers in the world. And that has application that enables people to monitor what's going on in remote locations. They may have a warehouse, they may have a signal box, for example, railways, whatever. So if anybody tampers with the lock, immediately sends a signal back to base. It may not stop people stealing things, but you know what's going on. So we have a number of products in the pipeline. This year, the analyst report, I think, indicates something of the order of $6 million of revenues, as against roughly $5 million last year. At the moment, as we sit here today, I can say from the pipeline we're looking at that we're reasonably comfortable that we're on track to achieve that. And that kind of, it's a kind of turning point because, as you said earlier, it's slightly treading water for the last couple of years, but we see second half significantly improve on first half. And more particularly, the thing which excites me is the ability to grow those recurring revenues, which within about a year or 18 months should more or less cover our main overheads.
Right. So the to summarise, you've got the products now. They're ready. You've got the suite of products. You've got the pipeline for those products. It's now a matter of really the marketing and actually getting the recurring revenues in there to get you into a proper, a strong, profitable state.
Absolutely. And we spent quite a lot of time upgrading our marketing and upgrading our team, actually. We've made some changes, and I think we feel that we've now got, I'd like to think, a professional team that knows what it's doing and understands the products.
Michael Rosenberg, Chairman of Starcom PLC, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you. Okay. We'll be back after the break.